Nolte, Supergirl is a super flop all over the globe. By John Nolte on June 28, 2026. Supergirl didn't just flop at the box office this weekend. It is a flop of epic proportions, an abysmal failure that will be remembered only as a failure. With a disastrous $38 million domestic opening and an even more humiliating overseas take of $30 million, Supergirl is a bigger domestic flop than the Marvels. $46 million, The Flash, $55 million, Black Adam, $67 million, and Morbius, $39 million. Supergirl's global opening gross is just $68 million, which means it's worse than notorious flops such as the Marvels. $110 million, Morbius, $84 million, Birds of Prey, $81 million, and Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, $80 million. Get this, Supergirl's global is not much better than Madame Web, $50 million, and Blue Beetle, $43 million. The production and promotion budget for Supergirl is right around $250 million. That makes the break-even number at $450 to $500 million. Supergirl will be lucky to hit $200 million worldwide. Warner Brothers is looking at massive losses. The coming rationalizations and lies will be hilarious. Supergirl's breathtaking failure will be blamed on toxic fanboys and superhero fatigue. Count on it. You can also count on no one bothering to mention that those same toxic fanboys made Wonder Woman a $400 million domestic hit. You can also count on no one mentioning that you don't need a single guy to show up to create a box office hit. And when the upcoming Spider-Man, Brand New Day closes out the summer at over $1 billion, no one will take back their lies about superhero fatigue because everyone knows superhero fatigue is woke code for shitty, unappealing movie starring a mouthy, sexless star no one wanted to see. Something else no one will talk about. Back in May, early tracking had Supergirl opening to a fairly respectable $65 million domestic alone. So what changed? Well, it certainly didn't help as the hype machine kicked in at Supergirl's star Millie Alcock, who has all the charisma of a sidewalk and the body of a 14-year-old boy, started opening her mouth about how she's a victim of sexism and Supergirl is queer. And so, under the guidance of James Gunn, DC's new direction is looking like quite the failure. Last year Superman barely broke even, if that, and now Supergirl is a notorious flop. Next up, in October, is DC's Clayface, which no one asked for. Next year, we will get Gunn's Superman sequel, Man of Steel, which co-stars Millie Alcock's super flop girl. You want to know why Spider-Man is about to star in his ninth standalone feature and is still going strong? Goodwill, duh. The Spider-Man franchise delivers. The Spider-Man franchise doesn't alienate, insult, or defame the customers. The Spider-Man franchise stars the very likable Tom Holland. This is not rocket science, Hollywood, but you freaks hate your audience so much, you can't help yourselves. Speaking of, The Mandalorian and Grogu's box office after 6 weeks, including this weekend's $1.6 million, is just $175 million domestic. Its global take won't hit $350 million. Prior to this, Disney's biggest Star Wars embarrassment was Solo, A Star Wars Story, which earned $214 million domestic and $393 million globally. Ha? Ha?